We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. John Marks, like Reese. Live, Trainos, Wine and Spirits, Marlton, New Jersey, 100 Church Road. If you stop in today only, say WIP. Come say hi to us and say WIP when you're checking out. Get 10% off. That's all you got to do, Ike. Mm-hmm. So you can take those four bottles of Tito's over there that you have.
You feel me?
10% off right there.
Okay.
And the Ike Juice, the ingredients for the Ike Juice are also listed over there, so you can get them all right here. See, we're from, TK and I are from, and well, Ben too, we're PA people. Mm-hmm. So we grew up with the stuffy state stores where they were state operated. You go in, they have their hours. They don't have any hours that they care about. Their hours, you can't get everything in one stop. It'll sell anything else. You can't go in and get everything for a party. You got to go three different places for that. So it's good to be here at Trainers where you can get everything.
Everything you need.
Everything you need.
We're sitting in front of a big, what would you call this? This is all wine back here.
Yeah, we're in front of the big wine spot. Refrigerated cases behind us. Okay. And then you just have aisles and aisles of wines here across. I see the Ike Juice across. There's mm-hmm. the vodkas and everything else. Yep, beer back there, refrigerated. Can't do that in PA.
This is where you want to be at if you get, we have to be locked in somewhere.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah, we could survive here.
And we got Dunkin' Donuts.
There's peanuts up top to feed us.
To eat us, yeah.
Right? Every Wednesday at 3 o'clock, L.A. joins us, unless they have a day game on Wednesday, and then he can't join us, so then he joins us on Thursdays like he does today. Larry Anderson joins us on the Sports Carlton guest line. Larry, hello.
Wait a minute. Before you get to all that, like, why aren't you guys telling me where you're at, and why didn't you tell me ahead of time that I could have been there and gotten my 10% and gotten all the wine I need?
There you go. Huh? You could have joined us live, L.A. Well, that's Ben's fault. That's Ben Livingston.
We're Trainos, L.A.
Here, you're talking all this, John, you're talking all this stuff about the wine, and my mouth just starts drooling here. I'm surprised I can even talk right now.
Yeah. Well, next time, L.A. All right, L.A., to start off our weekly Aaron Nola discussion. I think that he looked a little bit better than his three other starts, but still, too many pitches and just getting hit around a little bit too much. So what did you see in this start?
The similarities with a lot of our pitchers, especially our younger pitchers, is so obvious. And I've been saying it for, 3 years I've said it for the last 15 years, going back to having chats with Dallas all the time in between innings in the press hallway, that why are we moving pitchers up? Why are pitchers getting rewarded when they can't throw a fastball for a strike? This goes from the very bottom in rookie ball to where we're at right now, that why can't our pitcher, you look at every good pitcher, every really good pitcher, take Schilling. He could dot that outside corner at the knees at will. We don't have guys who can do it 5 out of 10 pitches. So if you can't throw that one spot, and I've said this to Pavetta, I've said it to Eplin, I've never felt the need to have to say anything to Nola, and I think it's just Nola's just off right now. But that spot, I told Pavetta last year, I don't know how many times, and probably again this year, I said, go look at your films, go look at your video, and tell me how many times you threw a fastball down and away at the knees. Tell me how many times they even swung, and if they did swing, how many times they got put the ball in play, and if they put the ball in play, how many were hits? I guarantee you, the batting average against them would be like under 100. But they can't do it. Why are we not forcing these guys to go from day one when they sign to throw a fastball to the outside part of the plate, down and away from the hitter, period? That, if you can't do that 7 out of 10 times, you're not going to have success, period. You're just not, unless you've got just unbelievably overpowering stuff. And that's what drives me nuts. If you take every pitcher we have and tell me how many balls they got hurt on a fastball down and away.
But right, probably none.
that's the easiest. That should be the easiest pitch to command. I'm getting off on a tangent, but for Nola, I think that's his biggest problem right now. He's not able to pinpoint to spot his fastball like he has the last couple of years. And that's all. It's a matter of getting back to that consistent release point. He apparently thinks maybe there's a mechanical flaw. Maybe there is, but it's just he was always able to hit just dot that outside corner. Period.
Right. Right.
And he's not doing it, so it makes his other stuff not as good.
Right. And he doesn't have the velocity to where when he makes a mistake down the middle of the plate, guys hit it because he's not throwing 97, 98. So it's tougher for him to make mistakes than maybe some other guys. Larry, you came in on Nick Pivetta, so let's talk about him. Everybody acknowledges his stuff, and I know Matt Klentak talked about it when they were announcing he was demoted, and they keep talking about, oh, he's got top-of-the-rotation stuff, top-of-the-rotation stuff. I don't want to hear about top-of-the-rotation stuff anymore. I want to see him actually pitch and follow through on the pitches. Wait, what is when he's going down the Triple-A. What would you tell him to work on going down there? You just mentioned the fastball stuff, but what else?
That his curveball, his last start was actually really good. He threw some really good curveballs. But to me, like, he changes his arm angle on his slider. He drops down a little bit on it. And it's and a hitter, if I can see it, you know, from TV, I'm sure the hitters can tell where his arm angle is. If he's dropping down a little bit, they're looking for the breaking ball. If he's up over the top, it's a fastball. But for him, I just go down there and take your beatings, take your lumps, and throw fastballs down and away. Just do that. Establish that. Establish that before you even think about your slider, your curveball, your changeup. Throw your fastball. And if you can't throw your fastball there, keep doing it. If you walk five guys in a row, walk five guys. But figure it out. You have to be able to do that. You have to have a safe spot, a safe zone. And even like 2-0, 3-1, 2-1 counts. If you throw that fastball down and away, most hitters aren't even swinging at it, let alone hurting you. You have to be able to do that. I'm not trying to make the game sound easy, but you have to be able to do that. That's probably the easiest thing you can do as a pitcher. Locate a fastball. One spot where you can throw it, where you know you can throw it for a strike. And hopefully it should be down and away.
All right.
You know, so
I'll get you off the sorry.
Go ahead.
I'll get you off the two guys that seems to have you a little frustrated. Well, you do have one guy who is pitching as expected, and sans Zach Eflin. I'm going straight to Jake Arrieta, L.A., yeah. And he has been, other than his first start, he has been phenomenal from an innings-eating standpoint, keeping runs down. He's gotten over, you know, putting guys on base early. Talk about how he's been able to make that sort of 180-degree turn from what we saw him last year early to what we're seeing right now. He looks fantastic.
He really does. And I think part of it is his arm angle. His release point is up top. It's not when you're a guy that relies on a sinker, which he does, a lot of guys think they have to throw sidearm or drop down to get the ball to move. You can get the ball to move if you drop down, but you get it to move generally on a flat plane. And that's where I think he got hurt last year. This year, he's much more over the top. He's getting the sinker. The sinker's going down. It's not going flat. It's not going horizontal. It's going down vertical. And I think that's the biggest key. The one game where he was really probably at his worst was that Sunday night, his first start, where it was so cold, so windy. And I asked him about it. He said the wind. And I concur with him 100%. I just was texting Franson. He was asking me about the wind the other night, and I said, I'll pitch in 122 degrees, I'll pitch in 22 degrees. Just don't let me pitch in wind.
Yeah.
That's the thing. All right. Cold is not a problem. Hot is not a problem. I mean, obviously, you would want ideal temperature. But the biggest thing is the wind. When the wind plays such a factor, it's your release point. It's you're standing on the mound, you're getting blown around. You release the ball, and it's gusting 1 minute, and it changes the flight of the ball. The next pitch, maybe it's not as gusting. So in that respect, that's really a tough way to go, I think, as far as pitching is the wind. But he's been on top. He's gotten his sinker going. And, you know, he might not be able to dot his fastball on the outside corner at the knees, but if you have movement like him, you can get away with a lot. If he's down, he doesn't have to be on the corners. He can be in the middle of the plate because he's got such a great sinker. And I think with his arm getting on top, he's getting that sink going down. It doesn't matter if it's in the middle. It's tough not to hit the ball on the ground.
Yep, and he's looked good so far. And we're talking to Larry Anderson. Larry, last year we spoke a lot about Scott Kingery, and one of the things I remember that you would say about him was that he's trying to see he's taking too many pitches, and it seemed like maybe the organization that likes like they like on base percentage, they like a lot of pitches being seen. This year he seems a little bit more aggressive. Ike pointed that out after yesterday's game. Are you seeing the same thing? What's the difference? It's small, you know, small sample size so far this year, but he's looked really good. What are you seeing?
Absolutely that he's not worrying about his launch angle. He's not worrying about working the count. He's worrying about getting a pitch to hit and going after it. And that's what he's doing. It's just, to me, it's just a matter of him being himself, because he was that way in the minor leagues. And I do think that, you know, the thought in their head, and John Madden, the hitting coach, he said, it's like working a pitcher doesn't mean that you can't swing at a first pitch. It means getting your pitch to hit and not chasing other balls. And that's, I think, it might be in the first pitch, it might be in the fifth pitch, but I think that's the whole thing of working a count doesn't mean that you can't swing at a first pitch. If you get your pitch to hit, let it go, and that's what he's doing. I think the confidence of going through it the first year, last year, changing positions, hardly playing his normal position, rarely playing his normal position, starting at shortstop, all the shifts. He had so much going on last year, and now he's trying to justify a six-year contract when he hasn't even played a full year at AAA.
Yep.
And that's a lot of pressure that is self-induced, but it's hard not to put pressure on yourself. I think he's just more relaxed. I think he's confident. And I said it a long time ago, or a couple of years ago, I said, this kid is like Chase Utley. He's going to be a Chase Utley-type player. And I know after last year, people laughed at me. But I'm like, when he gets a chance and he's out there on a regular basis, especially if he ever plays his normal position every day, you're going to see a terrific ball player. I mean, I think we're already seeing it now, what he's capable of doing.
Yep. Yeah, great start to the season. L.A., you were only in the league 2 years with Colorado being a franchise. Did you pitch in against the Rockies in Colorado? And because, listen, the Phillies are going there for four. I wish Nola wasn't pitching in this series, to be honest with you, but he is. But what's it like pitching in Colorado?
It's what you make it. It's exactly what you make it. You can make it the toughest place in the world to pitch, or you can make it just like any other ballpark. And that just comes from the mentality part of it. You can't go in there with the idea of, like, my breaking ball is not going to break. You know, the ball is going to travel. The ball is going to jump up. You just have to go pitch your game. And I've seen some guys pitch great games there. Obviously, I've seen some blowouts too. But you just have to go out there with the mindset of, I'm going to make my pitches. I might give up more runs than normal just because of the park we're in and the altitude. But I'm going to go out there and pitch my game. I'm not going to back off of my curveball, or I'm not going to back off of any pitches because of the light air. I think you just have to go out there and just pitch your game. And if you do that, I think you're going to have success.
Right, there is the great L.A. joins us every Wednesday at 3. Larry, I guess we'll talk to you next week. Are you working next weekend? You down at the park?
Let's see. I go back on the 25th.
So that would be
draft day. That's next Thursday.
Yeah, that's yes. Well, we'll see you next week then.
Will you guys be at the wine store? Because I can maybe make them both work.
No, listen, I'll grab a bottle of Riunidi for you, and I'll bring it next Thursday.
We're here till 6, L.A. We'll be here to 6, man.
All right. I might see you.
All right. There he is. Thanks, L.A.
Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, guys.
There he is, Larry Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Ike already is eyeing up some. Are you a red or a white wine drinker?
Me? Oh, no. You know,
or a no-wine drinker?
My wife drinks wine, and she drinks either or.
Just depending on the occasion or the food.
Let me tell you what I always say to her.
Or the cheese.
When people ask, what type of wine does she drink? Whatever I bring. I mean, whatever I bring, she ain't picky.
No?
No.
That's good.
No, she's not a wine snob.
Right.
So to speak. She enjoys a good glass.
Good.
But as long as she ain't paying for it.
888-7, that's even better.
That's pretty much what it boils down to.
Free wine's my favorite. 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494. Are there any Eagles realists out there? When they look at the schedule, Ike and I say 12 and 13.
I'm a realist.
Well, that's what I say. But people are saying we're being really ridiculous is what they're saying.
Oh, really?
12 and 4, 13 and 3, including Ben.
What are they thinking, 10 and 6? 9 and 7. I know there's no one out there saying they're not a playoff team. Let me tell you, I get the Dallas argument. We don't like to discuss it because we don't want to get a Cowboys credit for anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've been saying this, man, about that team.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so it could be a weird year. They could be the two best teams in the NFC.
They could be. That'd be tough.
Now, one would be a division winner, and the other one would be a wild card team.
Correct.
Even if they won 12 games.
Yeah, he'd be the Cowboys 3 seed, and then they're coming to the Link for the NFC Championship game. Oh, boy.
Well, no, the all division winners.
Oh, yeah, no,
top
sorry,
seeds.
Yeah, not three.
Yeah,
they'd
so you got to be the five.
Five.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.